You're listening to Money Making Mothers with Carla Edwards, where we discuss the highs and lows of being a working parent, how to master the art of spinning plates, and remind ourselves that just because you became a mother does not mean your dreams no longer exist. You can have it all.
Hi everyone, welcome to this week's episode of Money Making Mothers, where I am joined by the very talented Lauren Mahoney, who is the founder of A Kids Collective. Now, she has built this business whilst working part-time, having two children at home as a partner works away, and the business is literally going from strength to strength. So this just goes to show that you can do anything you want as long as you put your mind to it, and I'm sure this is going to help a lot of you out there.
So my name's Lauren Mahoney, I'm 31. I have two kids, Freddie who's 6 and Betsy who's 2. I work part-time for the Crown Prosecution Service and I run a kids' clothing business called A Kids Collective.
Thanks for coming on, Lauren. So obviously I've just found out that you actually work part-time as well. So how did you come to start doing the clothing line from working at the Crown Prosecution Service?
Well, I've never really planned any of it. Like, it's just kind of all happened and fell into place. Like, for us, it's no secret that Dan is, like, the breadwinner in our family. Like, he works away. He's away. Like, he's always done that. And for as long as I've known him, that's what he's done. But when I met him, I was working full-time for the CPS. And I fell pregnant quite quickly after we'd met. And when I was on maternity leave with Freddie, I'd started like a kids, like similar to what I do now, but not, it was like printed and selling different things just because I've always loved like dressing my kids in like things that are a little bit different. And like at the time, Instagram shops were like, I loved buying Freddie stuff like from them. And I thought, well, I could do that. So I just give it a little go. And when I went back after my maternity leave, I dropped down to 3 days a week. So I had like a bit of time to myself really, and I thought I'll just give it a go and see how it goes. But when Freddie was 18 months old, Dan got a job in Singapore and he was away 8 weeks on, 2 weeks off. So I took a career break at work so that we could go and travel out and see him and like just make the most of being able to do that, because we would never have got that opportunity if it wasn't for his work. So my career like kind of went on hold a little bit. I had to stop doing what I was doing with the shop, and we just went and like made the most of the fact that we had that opportunity. And then when I fell pregnant with Betsy, I went back to work just 2 days a week, and I just thought to myself, I'd like to do that again. Like, that's something that I'm interested in, and I kind of had the time to do it, especially when Dan's away and I have those like 3 days. Obviously I still have Betsy, but I do have a bit of time to like just do what I want to do. And like when some people say like, oh, I need a bit of me time, like to me that is my like me time, because I enjoy doing it and it's just something that I've always liked. I think at the minute I've got a good balance between like my 2 days working for the CPS and like the law side of things, which I love and I'm really interested in anyway. Like I've got a degree in criminology, so that like kind of fulfills that side of what I enjoy doing. And then the balance with like Kids Collective, it just works for us, like, and I just enjoy doing it. It gives me a bit of a buzz and like I enjoy the creative side of it as well.
So what was Singapore like?
Oh my god, amazing. Like, was it's it? Something I would never, first of all, he was working in Kuala Lumpur and then he got moved to Singapore, and it's like they're places that I would never ever have thought like, oh, I'd love to go there. But when we were there, amazing. Like, I'm so glad that Freddie got the chance to like, we traveled to some like amazing places that, like I said, we would never have got the opportunity to go, and I'm so glad that we did, because it was like amazing. I'd move there.
Would you?
But when we were there, I was like, oh my god, I would definitely move there. But then when I got home, I was like, I'd probably miss my mum too much. The hell. But yeah, it was amazing. I'm glad.
So how would you find that though, like in working away for so long?
Well, do you know what? It's all that I've ever known. He's always done it since I met him, like since the kids were born. That's all they've ever known. Like, to us, it's not, we don't know any different. So we just get on with it. But I think probably one of the most difficult things is the fact that you're never really in a proper routine. So he's at the moment, he's away for 3 weeks, then he's home for 3 weeks. And you just get into like the routine of him being home and then he's away again, and then yeah. you're on your own, so you're doing everything and you're in, like, you do, it is pressure, you do feel pressure and just think like, it's me on my own doing it all, but then he's back again and it's a different, you're in a different routine, so it's never really settled, it's always quite like up and down.
Yeah. Do you sort of go into like, because I only done it, like my husband only worked away for about, I think it was about 18 months. I couldn't hack it, mate. I couldn't. It was too, because basically you're a single parent, aren't you? Like,
yeah, but then I always think it's different because when, if I was on my own all the time, I think I'd get used to it and I'd get into my little routine and I'd be like, right, it's me, I'm doing, do you know what I mean? But then he comes home and I'm like, all right, I've got someone else to like help me. So I'm all right, I can relax a little bit. Then I'm back into like, no, it's just me again. Do you know what I mean? So it's never like...
Are you like switching between like robot mode, non-robot mode?
Yeah, and I find myself getting a bit lazy when he's on because I think, oh, Dan's on now, I can like...
Oh, yeah.
Relax a little bit, but...
It's mental when they were there. Like, he said that to me the other day. He was like, why do you do hardly now when I'm here? And I was thinking, because you're here, that's why. Because when you're not here, right? Like, he works 12 hours now. So during the day, you just crack on. You literally go into a different frame of mind when you haven't got someone else.
Yeah, you just do it. And you just, like, sometimes you'll stop on a night and think, how the hell did I do all that today? No. You don't know, but you just did it.
So, like, how... You've said because you're passionate about like what you do, so the clothes, but how did you like, how did it start? Like, how did it, so did you literally just think, fuck it, I'm going to just try it?
Right, so I don't do the embroidery. A girl called Beth Wilson does my embroidery. And when like I met her, I knew I wanted to do embroidery because a lot of the shops that I've seen on Instagram and stuff are like printed t-shirts and stuff. And like, there's quite a lot of them. I thought I want to do something a little bit different. But all the embroidery kind of stuff that I'd seen was either really traditional or like, you know, just like initials and stuff and like quite like run-of-the-mill stuff. And I just wanted to do something a little bit different. Like I've never been a fan of dressing my kids like boys in blue, girls in pink, like that kind of vibe. I've always liked to dress them a little bit, not differently, but just a little bit not to everyone's taste. Like my mum always says, why are you putting like, I used to put Freddie in like black leggings and stuff and she'd be like, why are you putting him in that? And I'm like, because I like it with like a big baggy t-shirt and stuff. But yeah, so I met Beth and she, like, her embroidery is absolutely amazing. And like, I don't do anywhere near what she does. She's like, she does jackets and stuff and like her designs are just incredible. But as soon as I met her, I thought, do you know what? Like, this is what I've been looking for. Like, this is, she's just amazing. And I just feel like from there, it's just grown. Like, I started off with really, like, small, basic ideas. And I feel like it's just, in the past couple of weeks, definitely, I feel like we've kind of developed our own, like, style. And, like, and I finally know, like, which direction I want to go in. Do you know what I mean? With it all. We did a shoot with Jess, Marlo's mum. And when I seen the pictures to that, do you know what? I'd stressed so much over them and like thinking, oh my God, is it going to turn out how I want them to? And something just clicked. As soon as I seen those pictures, I was like, there you go. That's like, that's it.
It's called coming to place.
Yeah. And now I look at my Instagram and I think, oh my God, like, not to sound big-headed, but I'm so proud of it. It looks,
yeah,
like,
so you should be.
For so long. And like, yeah, I feel like we're finally getting there. Everything seems a little bit clearer in my head and it's mad that it's gone from feeling like, oh my God, what am I doing, to kind of knowing what track I want to be on with it all.
Like, what direction you're going in with it.
Yeah, yeah.
So what is the direction you're going in with it?
The direction is, like I said, something a little, so although we do, like, one of my favourite designs at the minute is, like, a big initial in, like, metallic font, metallic embroidery. And, like, I just love the simplicity of it. It's not overcomplicated. It's just a little bit grown up, I want to say, but not, it's not babyish. I just think the way that, I don't know, in my head I know, but it's hard to explain. I like really basic things, like really simple, but things that are well done. And I think that is what it is at the minute. I want to do more photo shoots. We're doing like a, last year we manufactured like our own, I'm saying we and our, it's just me, I don't know why I'm saying that, swimwear. And that's something else that I'm going to be doing again this summer. So it won't be swimwear this year, it'll be like just clothing, but manufactured like for us kind of thing.
So do you ever think you'll get to a point where you'll just completely go full haul all in to the clothing?
I want to say yeah, but I don't know when that's going to be. Like, so I have like two quite close friends who run businesses as well, and they're both like kids clothing businesses, and they both just do that. And the other day I was thinking, like, oh, should I just be doing that? Or do you know what I mean? Like, I feel like that's probably what I want to do in the future. But at the minute, I like the balance between like my law job, where it's 2 days a week, it's in the office, or at least it was before all this year happened. And I kind of like that balance, because when I thought about it, it just clicked, and I thought, do you know what? I like doing both. I enjoy doing both. So why can't I do both? It might get to a point where I have to make a decision, and I think I know which way that I would sway. But for now, I like the balance.
Do you like the safety net as well?
Yeah, I think that's a massive part. Like although I said, like, we could probably live off Dan's wage, like, I probably wouldn't have to be doing all this, but I like to know that I've got my own income and I've got my own, like,
something for you.
Yeah, yeah. And that, with the CPS, that's what gives me that. I know every month what's coming in, I know what I earn. And then I've always just thought of Kids Collective as like, right, well, that's a bonus. Do you know what I mean? That's like extra. But it is getting bigger, and it is growing kind of a little bit quicker than I thought it would.
It is good,
and I'm just enjoying it for now. I think I've got, like you said, I've got that safety net, and it's only my 2 days a week, and I like it. And then I've got the other side of things where the money coming in is a bonus. I enjoy doing it, and I'm passionate about it. I think if you've got that passion and that drive, it doesn't feel like work.
Work, yeah.
It is tough at times when you think, when Dan's away and I've got like orders coming out my ears and like the kids are playing up or something, you think, how am I going to get it all done? But you just do, because I love doing it, and it's like the passion behind it. It doesn't feel like work, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, like it's like a little mini buzz. Like, yeah. It's like going like that.
Like, you know when people say like, oh, I need to go for like a massage, or I need to go and get my hair done and stuff. Don't get me wrong, I like those things. But for me, the me time is that, because it takes me away from like dresses and like, do you know what I mean? I don't know, it's just a place where I think, this is what I do, this is what I love doing.
Yeah, it's your like your me time, your you.
Yeah, it is. And then the bonus is the money coming in from it as well, is I think of that as like a bonus.
Yeah, she is. Our mint is Jess for photography.
Amazing, like, honestly,
unbelievable.
She just took exactly what I wanted in my head, and like it was in front of me, and I was like, that is like,
but she's off it, because you don't even like, I've watched her do it before, and I'm like, you don't even look like you're trying.
No,
like, it's effortless, completely effortless.
On the shoot, I just felt totally confident to, like, there was only a couple of us, and I just was running around, like, getting the outfit started and stuff. I felt totally confident just to just let her do, like, what she does, because I knew that they would be, like, amazing. Yeah,
she is unbelievable, like, definitely. Like, but she, obviously, I know you said that you work away, I mean, he works away a lot, so you're a lot, you've always been used to being sort of half on your own, half him there. But how do you find like juggling motherhood with going to work and trying to grow the business?
Well, I don't know. You just do it, don't you? Like, you just, I'm trying to get better at prioritizing things and not thinking that everything needs to be done in one day. Like, to try and, like, so on a Monday and Tuesday when I work, like, my office job, I know that on that day, all I'm going to do is get the kids to school, go to work, get them home, give them the tea and put them to bed. I try not to put too much pressure on myself now to think, right, well, that pile of washing needs doing, or I've got some iron in there. Do you know what I mean? I try to cut myself a bit of slack. Like, only just recently this has started happening, because I was, like, running myself into the ground, thinking this needs doing, that needs doing. So trying to prioritise, I think, is one of the things that, like, is top of my list. I'm trying to get better at it. But, yeah, I get a lot of help from my mum as well. Like, especially when Dan's away, she loves, like, having the kids, and they'll go and sleep at her house once a week. So I know that I've got that night then to, like,
get stuff done.
Yeah, and just, I think, just as a mum, sometimes I think you don't know how you do it. You just do, don't you? You just get on with it. And then after it's all done, you sit back and think, oh my God, how the hell did I
do? I went and got my nails done yesterday. I'm still thinking about when I got my nails done the other day. And she said to me, how do you, like, I don't understand. You've got three. Like, how do you do it? And she, they've got one. And I was like, just do. She went, No, but we sit like a lot of the time and say, like, has she got more hours? Has she got like a Bernard's watch? Like, how does she do it? Because it's like, you just said there, you don't actually realise or really understand how much you've actually done until you sit down and go, oh my God, like, how have I even done that? Like, and I'm still, and sometimes you look at yourself in the mirror, I do, and you've got like, your eyes are red and you're like, oh my God, I need to like sit down and like just sleep. Because you run on empty all the time. That's what mums do.
You do, and I don't know how we do it, but we just do, don't we? Like, I think whatever you've got on your plate or whatever stuff you've got done that needs to be done, just do it. And that's what I'm saying about like prioritising. Sometimes now I'm starting to think to myself, actually, do you know what? You don't need to get all that done in one day. That bit can work.
Yeah, that is good, that thought, to like realise that, because it can send you insane, because... that's why I chose that, because that's what mums do. They do the work, they do the gym, they do the reading, they do the crafts, they do the friends, they do the, you know, the everything, all the washing, the cleaning. And it's so much pressure to be like, right, I've got to get all this shit done. Well, really, you don't. It's not the end of the world. Like, I know lads are usually a lot more laid back, but in fairness, they've got the right idea, because, like, I'd say, for example, the washing wasn't done, I'd come in, I'd be like, the washing hasn't been done, and he'd be like, is anybody going to die? Like, what is the big deal? And I'd be like, it is a big deal. You don't understand. Like, it needs to be done. And now I look and I think, does it actually, like you just said there, does it actually need to be done? No, it's not worth it.
Recently I've started thinking like that, though, or trying to force myself to think like that. Because I, like, used to, like, oh, you know, you just think, like, I've got to get it done. I need to do that. Because in your head it feels clearer, doesn't it? Whereas now, especially, like I said, with my 2 days, I think, right, on those 2 days, not a lot's going to get done apart from work and keeping your kids alive. Everything else can wait.
So if they're alive by the end of the night, we've done well. Do you write it down then, or is that just like something you've done in your head? Like, you've set, do you have like a, like, do you visually look at what you're doing on that day?
No, but I think if I did, I always try to, and I think I haven't got time to write that down. I'll just do it. Like, I've got a mental note, but I haven't got time to start writing stuff down. But I think it would be a lot easier and a lot more organised. But I know the main things in my head that I need to get done, and then anything else on top of that is like a bonus.
Yeah, because you get into a habit, don't you, where you wake up on the morning, and I don't know if other people feel like this, but I do sometimes try and keep myself not feeling like that. But you get up and say you've got 3 things to do. It seems like the biggest 3 things that ever could be done. Like, especially now at this time of year, it's like, oh my God, I've got to order this. Oh my God, I've got to get these toys wrapped. And it's like, so, and then you do it and you think, oh my God, it took me 3 minutes. Like, what were you stressing over?
I do that all the time. And you think, I'm going to need about 2 hours to do that. Yeah. And you think, what the hell are you stressing about? Like, yeah, I do that a lot, and then you think, why have I put it off doing it when it literally took me 2 seconds?
Yeah, so there's a good balance, isn't there, between grabbing the bull by the horns and getting on with it, and also looking at it thinking it's not that important, chill out. Like, just finding that bit in between where you can like manage both sides of it.
And stuff, I think, is like, especially when Dan's away, I find myself doing that a lot, whereas when he's home, he could, like, I don't know, put the washing in if he felt like it. Do you know what I mean? And, like, that's something that I don't have to do then. Whereas when he's not here, I do it all. So it is important to prioritise, and it is important to... Oh, wait there, someone's at the door.
Is that your Christmas tree? Sorry, guests. She's got a Christmas tree and we can't let her not have a Christmas tree delivered. She's already been for it twice before they started recording. So I said if it came, then she'd have to go and get it. Because it's Christmas. Thank you. Yeah, she's coming back. Is it the Christmas tree? Yeah,
Christmas tree that I've been waiting for since Friday.
Is it the Christmas tree? Is it? All right, thank God. Obviously, I know you've got to think more in order now when you're trying to like have more balance, but what has been for you the most difficult time of the journey so far? Like, and I mean anything, motherhood, work, whatever it is, what for you is the most, you know, the hardest point for you?
I think, I I don't know. I think probably when the kids were smaller, when they were like newborns, and when it's always harder work, isn't it, when they're like tiny and you're chucked into like motherhood, like you've got this tiny baby and you're like, whoa, like what do I do with it? It's always that for me, not a tough time, but just a different time where you're having to learn. And then once, like when Freddie was older, then we had Betsy, and then there's two in the mix, and you're like, hang on a second, I've got two kids now. And it's just like, it's a lot to, they weren't necessarily tough times, but I think that is just learning to cope with like two kids as well is just
what's
crazy.
The gap between them?
So Betsy's two and Freddie's six.
So like, oh, so it's decent enough gap.
He's three in January, so about 3 years. But yeah, I think that was like, not a shock, but that with Dan working away and having two kids, that was time when I thought like, whoa, you just, and again, more that was something that you just did. Like I look back now and I think, how the hell did I do that with like a newborn, a three-year-old and him working away? Like, but now I think the toughest times are when Dan's away and when I'm on my own, because that is like, you've got to do everything, haven't you? Like you just, if you don't do it, it doesn't get done. And like, you've got to think, like you said, you get through the day and you think, how the hell did I do all that? And when it's just you, because Dan is quite a big help when he's home, like he'll do the school run and like, you know, just little things when at the time he's home, I don't think about it. But then when he's not, I think I'd love him to just come and do the school run now. So like, do you know what I mean? But again, like, my mum helps a lot when Dan's away, and the kids as well, like, because they've never known any different, I'd like to say they're understanding, but they're only 2 and 6, so they're probably not very understanding, but they don't, like, it's like the noise not here, so they don't, yeah. Like,
That's their normal, isn't it?
They make it easier for me. They could be absolute nightmares, and I would be tearing my hair out, but they're not. They, like, they understand that he's away. Freddie understands that, like, if we want to go on holidays and we want nice stuff, your dad works away, that's why. Do you know what I mean? Like, and he understands that. And he actually does make it easier for me when Dan's not here. So I think the toughest times are when Dan's away. But then again, in the same breath, like, I feel quite lucky because I get that time, just me and the kids. Like, people who are in a relationship normally don't get that time, you know, where it's just them and the kids. And I appreciate that time, just the three of us, because I think, like, some people don't get it. And although it's tough at times and there can be nightmares, I also appreciate the fact that I get to spend that time like with them on my own. Cause you sometimes don't get that, dear, if you're like just in a relationship.
And how much of like the, do you think if Dan worked at home, where do you think the business would be now?
See, I don't like to think about this because he doesn't work at home. So I don't give myself a chance to think, oh, things could be a little bit different, because I'd get frustrated. But I'd like to think that they would be a little bit further along than what they are, just because I'd have that time, really. But I think I've like kind of accepted that they'll go at this pace because they have to, and there's nothing I can do about that.
Yeah, but it's doing bloody hell, Lauren. It's doing really, really good. Like you're putting it, you're not like giving it its true, like, what's the word for it? Recognition, like, for what you've built up. Like, how long's it been going for?
I think Betsy was, it was after I'd gone like a year, 2 years-ish. I can't really remember, to be honest. It feels like forever, but it hasn't been that long.
Yeah.
And I probably don't give it I don't know, because I just do it. It doesn't feel like, do you know what I mean? Like my friend said the other day, actually, Lauren, if you were someone else and you sat back and looked at that, it would feel different to you, but it doesn't, because you're the one doing it.
Yeah, but you're on your own, say 50% of the time. You've got two kids, you're working, and you've built up a business in the last, 18 months to 2 years. That's doing well. It's doing very well. And you're designing, like, just even to know the direction you want to go in is a massive plus, because some people take years to know what the brand's going to be, what direction they want to go in, what market they want to look, like, where they want to be at. You've done all that. Like, I don't think you give yourself enough credit for what you've done, considering everything else you're doing.
Because I do just think sometimes, like I said, with that, because I love it and because I'm really passionate about it, it doesn't feel like, when I go to work and I do my job, like my law job, that sometimes feels like work. As much as I'm interested in it, you're working for someone else, so it, do you know what I mean? It feels like a job. Whereas this, because I love it and because I, like, I'm really involved in it because I'm making all the decisions, it doesn't feel like work most of the time. Although it is, don't get me wrong, sometimes it is and you just think, oh my God, what am I doing all this for? The majority of the time, it's just like a pleasure to do. So I don't think of it in my head as like hard work. Although I suppose sometimes it is, I just get on with it and because...
Yeah, but it doesn't always, this is the thing, like there's such this perception about, like, I love my job. I absolutely love, I get up on a morning and I am buzzing every day, every single day I am buzzing to do my job. And I started, like when I started doing my job, I wanted to do it just part-time. It was literally just, I don't want to work for someone anymore because I can't do the hours. And it's just like, there's no flexibility with the fact that, sometimes I can't do 9 to 5 every day. And he was working away and I was just like, right, I'm just going to do it. I like grew some balls and just took it, and it went like you've just said there, literally because you love it and because I enjoyed it and because I was so passionate about it, it didn't feel like work. So I was like, oh my God, this is amazing. It was like a buzz. And it, there's this stigma attached with not necessarily self-employed but like self-made businesses where they've come from nothing and you're building it up. It's like, oh, it's like a side hustle. It's not a side hustle. Like, you're building a business, you're building a brand, like that, if you wanted to, could take to the next level. It's just you're choosing not to take it to the next level because you're choosing not to.
Yeah, just at the minute as well, I think, like I was talking about this the other day, like at the minute Betsy's only in nursery the 2 days a week, so when I'm at work she's at nursery, and then the other 3 days I just work stuff around like her and around Freddie being at school and stuff. So I think when she's in school like full time, things might be a little bit different because I will then have that time. But I think for now it's just I enjoy that balance, and I think at the minute everything seems to be running, like, touch wood, pretty smooth. And I just think if it's going to grow, it'll grow naturally. Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't want to force stuff with Kids Collective, just like I don't want to, do you know what I mean? Like, I just want it to grow on its own naturally. And like I said, it's only been the past couple of weeks where I thought, actually, this is the direction that I want to go in. This is where I want to take it.
Yeah. And you'll know, everything happens for a reason, doesn't it? You'll know when it's the right time to do it. And there'll be a reason why it's the right time.
Definitely, I think that's right. Like I said, everything that's happened, like from starting the business and from like doing less hours at work, having kids, meeting dad, everything's just kind of fell in. I've not planned any of it. And I just think sometimes you can focus too much on this is what I want it to be like in 6 months' time, this is what I want it to be like in a year's time. And it's nice to have goals and it's nice to have ideas of how you want things to turn out. But sometimes it doesn't work out like that. And I think for me, I can't stress over, I want this, I want that, I want that, when, like I said before, it's similar to deciding what I'm going to do in the day, what needs doing, prioritising.
Yeah.
And I think at the minute, while I'm like happy for it to run as it is, it's working well.
Yeah. And that's all that matters, as long as it's suitable to you and your family. Like, everybody's different, and you'll get some people who are so driven and want, like, aim so high and just go, go, go. Then you'll get people who don't do anything at all, and then you get where it's balanced, and you have, as long as you're happy and your family's happy, really, that's all that matters, and you'll know when's the right time.
Yeah, it has taken quite a bit to get to feel like it's balanced, because at times it does get too much. You think something's got to give, but like I said, I don't know what it is. Over the past couple of weeks, something's just clicked, and I thought, actually, do you know what? I'm really happy with how things are running. I can manage it for now, and like, yeah, just content with it at the minute.
So if everything continues as it is, which it will, and it'll slowly, gradually, I think 1,000,000% slowly, gradually, you're going to get to a point where you're going to say, look, I'm going to have to like stop the job and I'm going to have to put this full pelt. What do you hope from like doing that and growing the business and your lifestyle? What do you hope that the children will grow to learn from you? If they could learn anything from you, what would you want it to be?
I don't know about necessarily from me, but if I could if they could learn anything, I don't know. Obviously, like, the general, be kind and be a nice person, and that's really important. But I think, if anything, I want them to really believe in themselves, because this is something that sometimes I struggle with.
Yeah, you have. You've just done it there. You've literally just done it. You've said, not from me. Like, why not from you?
But that's what I want. If I could teach them anything, or teach them to be certain way, I want them to believe in themselves. I want them to know that not necessarily a job, or not necessarily working for yourself or working for someone else, just in life, whatever they want, they can do it. And I don't want them to feel like, not in an arrogant way, but I just don't want them to doubt themselves. I want them to know that whatever they want to do and whatever they want to be, they can do it and nobody can stop them. Do you know what I mean? I don't ever want them to feel like, oh, well, I can't do that. Like, no, I can't. I'm not. Do you know what I mean? I
want. And do you feel like that sometimes?
With Kids Collective, I feel like that. In other bits, maybe not, but I think I just want, I don't want them to feel like they can't do something when I know they can, and they can be whatever they want to be, they can do whatever they want to do. I think that's really important, to believe in yourself and have that confidence. Yeah. And then just be happy.
Yeah, but you'll need to do that as well. Definitely.
I know. I am trying. I am.
You do? You've done.
With Kids Collective, that is one place in my life where I do feel confident and I do feel like I know what I'm doing. And I think it's because it's all on me. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm in charge of that. I decide what happens, like the designs, what goes on Instagram, what, just little things like that. But yeah, if there's anything that I want them to be, is just confident in themselves and just to have that self-belief.
Yeah, that's very, very important, because nowadays, bloody hell, like, there's so much pressure to be and achieve, and really, it doesn't matter what path you go down, as long as you're doing what you want to do, that's all that matters. Like, I say that to the kids, like, to the boys every day.
Like, it's pressure to be, like, be on, like, be the best, aim for this, do that, do that. And although that is really important, I think at the end of the day, you just want to live a happy life, you just want to be content and just happy. It's not, doesn't matter if you're not, like, I don't know, I think sometimes when you look at people, like people who have businesses, and they're like, I want this goal, I want that goal, and it's massive, and you think, whoa, that's amazing. But it's also okay if you just want to, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, as long as you're happy. Literally, all anything comes down to for me is as long as you're happy. So if you're happy and you want to go and be a, I don't know, you want to be an astronaut, you want to be a doctor, you want to be a cleaner, you want to work in a shop, whatever you want to do, as long as you're doing that because that makes you happy, then that makes me happy.
Yeah, 100%.
Definitely. But I do believe, me personally, it's one of them where the one, like, Jackson's like, nah, now, and he wants to be a footballer, and he says every day he wants to be a footballer. So I'm like, right, well, you need to put your actions into it, because it's no point in dreaming about something. Dreams are reality. Like, I strongly believe that dreams are your invitation to the future. Like, it's like what your reality could be. And I try and say that to them all the time. And sometimes it seems like it's so far away, but it's just like making those actions and believing in yourself. You can do it. It's just making them see that.
Things are not going to be given to you on a plate, and you do have to work for it. If you've got that dream and you do want to do that, then you do have to work for it. But also striking a balance between, don't burn yourself out. I think obviously when they're 6 and 2, they're not going to understand that, but also get that is like important, to just to follow your dreams, but also just be happy, isn't it? Like, just
no, but you are right. Like, I could do a take and a couple of tips off you about balance, because, like I say, I try very hard to do what you've said, and it lasts a couple of days, but then I put myself back in the same routine of everything has to be done at once, and the pressure can be really big, but it's not all, doesn't always make any difference anyway, because the next day you get up and you're still in the same position because you're putting the same amount of pressure on.
But this is only something that I've started doing recently, because I was exactly the same. Like, you just, yeah. And I mean, you can do it all. Of course you can. But to me, you can do it in little chunks and then you'll get there. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, give yourself more of a break.
It doesn't happen. Sometimes I think, oh my God, that's a lot. But yeah, you always get there in the end.
Do you know what, just for, I know it's going on a bit about it, but KO wasn't working for a bit, like through lockdown, and he was doing the washing, like, but he hadn't done the washing before. Like, he might put a load on now and again, but that was it. But he was like sorely taking responsibility for the washing, right? And I come down one day and he was like, I'm sick. And I went, what are you sick of? And he went, this washing never ends. I went, no shit, what did you think happens? Like, he was getting to the end of the day and he was going, I'm buzzing, it's all done, washing's finished. I'd look at him, I go, be back again tomorrow, you know. But he didn't get it, and he was like, it never ends. And I was like, yeah, no, it never ends. And that's really the point, the moral of the story is, it's never going to stop anyway, so why are you trying to keep getting on top of it?
It doesn't stop, but if you take what you need, and leave the rest until you've got that little bit of time, then it does get done eventually.
Yeah, gets done. It just doesn't have to get done right now all at once. It, otherwise, the world is going to end, which is what sometimes you do think.
Oh, you do, definitely.
So, if people want to find you, love, like, obviously, the can you, where will I find you? Like, on Instagram, Facebook, what?
So, Instagram is @a.kids.collective, and then the website is www.akidscollective.com.
Wow, this is a lot of new, what, is a photo shoot advertising new line out?
The photo shoot is for the Christmas stuff, so we've just had the Christmas cut-off date yesterday, but then the next thing I'm planning is like spring, summer next year. We've got some, so we're doing embroidered stuff, but then like I said, we're also getting some stuff manufactured. So like little shorts and t-shirts, sets and
dresses. Oh, exciting.
Oh, I love it, I really do.
Well, I'm excited. I'm going to get something for the kids, especially Alba. I'm going to get something for Alba for holiday. But yeah, thank you so much for coming on, love. I think you're very, you need to give yourself a bit more credit, like, I'm not going to lie, but I think you're doing amazing, juggling everything you're juggling. So well done, you.
And so you, so everyone that you've had on, like, I'm like really glad that you asked me, because it's, yeah, thank you.
No bother, love.
You have been listening to the Money Making Mothers podcast with Carla Edwards. If you have enjoyed the show, then leave a 5-star review on iTunes. Make sure to tune in next time, and don't forget, you can have it all.